Science and environment took some of the biggest hits in President Donald Trump's proposed federal budget. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The White House wants to eliminate more than 50 programs at the Environmental Protection Agency. The cuts include EPA spending for Puget Sound. Tribes with treaty rights to Puget Sound salmon call it an all-out assault on the sound. Ryan Cladisby is chair of the Swinomish Tribe and president of the National Congress of American Indians.
We've lived under a pollution-based economy the last 100 years, and Puget Sound has been adversely affected. It is a time where we have to put resources in trying to clean it up, not taking resources away to make it worse.
Trump's budget chief, Mick Mulvaney, explains why the White House wants to eliminate EPA funding for climate research.
We're not spending money on that anymore. We consider that to be a waste of your money.
In all, the White House would knock 31% off EPA's budget. But how much money Uncle Sam spends is ultimately up to the Republican-controlled Congress. The four Republican members of the Washington delegation declined to be interviewed. In an email, Dave Reichert of Auburn said he did not agree with the proposed cuts to environment, health, and education. Kathy McMorris Rogers of Spokane told Fox Business News that Trump's budget is part of an effort to rethink government from top to bottom.
I think Americans have been hungry for us to do that kind of a review, and that's what he's initiated in this process.
An anonymous EPA staffer gave KUOW some tongue-in-cheek advice. If EPA's budget is cut 31%, don't drink the water. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.